The nation's last brand name dress shirt maker has closed its doors. Since 1853, the Hathaway Shirt Company had been a fixture in Waterville, Maine. The company fell victim to low-priced foreign competition and a slack market for American-made goods. Maine Public Radio's Naomi Shalit reports on the last days of Hathaway's operation.
They called themselves girls, and it was like family around here. This is the huge room where Hathaway shirts were assembled in the massive brick mill alongside the Kennebec River. Late last week, the women were doing what they've always done, stitching so fast their hands and arms were a blur, and joking and laughing with one another. But it was different, because as Hathaway prepared to close, it was like a death in the family.
Today's my last day.
Like many of her co-workers, Barbara Pilot worked for decades at Hathaway, 21 years to be exact.
It feels sad, very sad, leaving a good bunch of girls, and I know some of them are going to have it very hard. I might be one of them. I don't know. I just want everybody to know that this has been the hardest time of my life, and it's also been the best time of my life.
Hathaway provided shirts for the Union Army during the Civil War. In the 20th century, its shirts were made famous by a marketing campaign featuring a distinguished man sporting an eye patch and a Hathaway shirt. But the company's reputation for high-quality men's shirts suffered when it was bought by Warnaco, whose head cut costs drove the workers hard, then sold out. A couple of owners later, the company's reputation was back, but the customers weren't. The closure affects hundreds of workers, says CEO Don Sappington.
You have people that have grown up together, lived together, worked together, been parts of teams together, and as we wind down, one girl will go out, and the people that she feeds work to, she gets up, she hugs them, and I'm breaking up here, and she wishes them well, and she leaves the building. And that's sad.
Sappington says that for the last few days, he's written individualized reference letters for every employee who's asked for one. The AFL-CIO's Mike Cavanaugh says Hathaway's unionized workers are going to need those letters. They are, he says, victims of a global economy that has moved virtually all apparel manufacturing out of the United States and into low-wage countries in the third world.
They have done everything they can to keep the jobs here. They're not going to be able to keep the shirt jobs here in Waterville, and unfortunately people have now got to try to find a way to upgrade skills, to find other jobs in this economy. It's a very, very difficult thing. There's not an easy answer for these people.
In downtown Waterville, one large shop window bears a kind of memorial to Hathaway. In huge letters it says, "Thank you, Hathaway workers, for decades of dedication to quality work." Beside it are tiny handwritten messages. Says one, "My husband has always worn Hathaway shirts. He will never be satisfied with another one made elsewhere." For NPR News, this is Naomi Shalit in Waterville, Maine.